It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
One by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Kembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. And Billy McCullough, the assistant coach for the Huskies, in for Mel today. Mel will be joining us later on in the hour by telephone. Had a couple important phone calls to make, I understand. And so we're happy to have Billy in here today. And we are even happier to tell you that Michigan Tech is moving on to the Final Five in the WCHA tournament with two victories over Alabama Huntsville. And were they games? I mean, Friday night's game, almost two full games worth of play. And Billy, I know as a coach you must have been just exhausted. I can't even imagine how tired the players must have been.
Yeah, no question. They essentially played two full hockey games. So I think everybody was tired, the fans, the players, and I know us as a staff, we were drained after the game.
But it was still amazing. You know, I was talking to Coach Corbett and Coach Pearson, you know, before Saturday night's game. What amazed me is the level of play, how high it still was late in that game. The only thing we noticed during the broadcast was that the face-offs were getting a little bit, the centerman almost could hardly even try to pull it back anymore. They just kind of met there, and almost like boxers when they're getting tired, they just kind of tap each other a little bit. But it's just amazing how intense the game still was at that late hour.
Well, there's no question. You know, for them, they're playing for their season, and so are we to get to this weekend. So you know, I really have a lot of respect and commend both teams on their effort. And, you know, at that point, it just comes down to a matter of will, I think.
Some people said that they weren't worried because of the way that the Huskies were dominating the play, even through the overtimes. I was worried because Huntsville had their fair share of great opportunities.
Well, I mean, hey, I'd be lying if I wasn't concerned or worried. It's a one-shot hockey game at that point, and you know, the first one to get across the line and then a one-shot game, and it's sudden death. So, you know, you got to be really careful when you're putting a lot of offensive pressure on a hockey team that they don't get an odd-numbered rush or block a shot or get a bounce.
You watched the highlights that were posted up on the Michigan Tech website of that game, and it really, I think, captures the game pretty well because it was at times end-to-end action and constant scoring opportunities for the Huskies.
Yeah, I think if you look back at the attempted shots for our club, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 170, I think.
Yeah, 163, I think, 163. Is what Coach Pearson said.
And they blocked high 40s, I think. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea of the amount of attempts we generated and threw to the net. And in a normal night, I think, you know, one or more than those, you know, find their way to the back of the net.
So tell us, if we're a fly on the wall in between those intermissions or during the intermissions, what are you telling the guys, you know, let's say after the first overtime, then after the second, what is being said in the locker room?
I think as a staff, I know Mel really talked about being patient, staying with our game plan, and, you know, not to deviate with it. And I think that was the biggest thing is keep doing the right thing and staying on the right side of the puck, making good decisions with it or at, you know, each danger zone, manage the puck well, and, you know, continue to wear them down, and one of them is going to go in.
Assistant Coach Billy McCullough is with us on the Mel Pearson Show. Coach Pearson will be joining us in a little bit to answer some of your questions. If you have a question for Coach McCullough, email it to me, dj@themix93.com. It's dj@themix93.com. Let's hear some of the great play that went on in the regulation time and the three overtimes in that Friday night game in front of a great crowd at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena.
He'll walk in, shoots, and he hit the side of the net. Point, here's a shot taken. Loose puck right there. Phillips keeps it out of the net.
As for wide open Watson. Looks to shoot, does. Block punch in there. Here's a shot. Guerrero the same. Rebound in front and tipped high into the air.
Sirocco walking in. Back door and just
wide of the net. What a play there. Loose puck at the side of the goal. Save made by Phillips. And it comes loose again. Taken away from L'Esperance. Going one-on-one. Penalty coming up against the Chargers. L'Esperance shoots. Guerrero with a great save. But a penalty coming up. Slash.
For Hanna, nice play. Here's Patan. His shot blocked in front. Chance in front again. A shot. Save made by Guerrero.
Oh, Pietola had half a net to shoot.
It was tied. Pietola's shot. That one just sailed high. Here's a shot. Side of the net. Rebound right there. Loose puck. And Guerrero's going to hop on top in time for a whistle. Here's Patan. In front for Carroll. He'll shoot. Guerrero. Oh, it went wide of the net. Went right through Guerrero. And did not. Nearly a steal. Here's a chance for Hines. Shoots. And that one sailed wide and went off the something. And out for Prince. Wide of the net. Came back out front. Here's a shot. Save. Froze. How did it stay out of the net? Phillips with an unbelievable stop. And then nobody knew where the
puck. Down there with Mizoraka. Loose puck in front of the net for Baltus. Hit a skate. Here's a chance for Carroll. Right through. Loose puck again. Went right through the crease again.
Getting L'Esperance.
L'Esperance is in. Shoots. Save. Rebound. Second save again. Hit the side of the net. Puck is right there again. And a save by Guerrero. Puck goes behind. Goes behind. Maroney is down. Takes the shot. Big save made there by.
I agree with you, Brent. There's Mark Ock now. Shot towards the goal. Rebound is there. Loose puck.
Oh, L'Esperance. I thought he had it.
Wide of the net. Caroms all the way down to the blue line.
There. Here's a chance for Pietola for Gould. Walks in. Tries to stuff it in. Loose puck is still there. Back for Roy.
There.
Here's a chance for Pietola for Gould. Walks in. Tries to stuff it in. Loose puck is still there. Back for Roy. Roy.
Rear sends it over. Ike with a steal. Loose puck at there. At the crossbar. Steal comes across. He'll shoot. Save made. Rebound. Hopped over the stick. Baltus makes a move. Baltus is in. Shoot. Save. Rebound. Another save. And he holds on for the whistle.
Across the line. In front.
Baltus had those two great opportunities that I just kept watching the video, just cannot believe they didn't go in. One where he found that seam, Billy, right to the front of the net on the backhand, and then that spin around rebound opportunity that just missed the net.
Yeah, no question. He made a great move on the second one there, and I think maybe didn't put it exactly where he wanted to on that. But him and Tanner were banging it back and forth, and Brent had a real strong game. As the game went on, he continued to skate better.
Yeah, he's just a really good, really solid player. And, since he's been a staple in the lineup, he is, he's just so much fun to watch. What's remarkable to me is the way he is so strong along the wall. And once he gets the puck on his stick, he seldom gives it up.
Yeah, he does a good job. I think when he starts to get the puck off his hip and protect it in his pocket, makes it tough to check, and that puck protection's big, and he's really strong at that and does a good job down low.
All right, let's hear the game winner. The 118 minutes into the game, 118 minutes, 49 seconds into the game. Tyler Hannigan gets the game winner for the Huskies against Alabama Huntsville.
Hand pass waved off. Shot tipped in front. Chance right there. Shot scores! The Huskies scored in overtime! 1:11 left to go in the third overtime. Michigan Tech, the longest game in Michigan Tech hockey history, is over. Game two coming up in a couple hours.
Well, that was the game winner. It was actually redirected by Max Vallis. Mark Ock took the shot, and he made a great play on that.
Yeah, Mark's got a real knack at the blue line at getting shots through. And, we just want to get people and pucks to the net. And Max made a good play there on the forecheck, too, to keep it in the zone. So real big play by Max. And then, Tyler's just got such a knack to score goals. He wants to score, whether it's in practice or he's done it his whole career, whether it was Minnesota High School where kind of led the state in scoring there. And then it was a big scorer in the USHL. And now he's turned that into part of his game for Michigan Tech.
So what did you do when that puck went in the net? Do you remember?
Looked at Mel and Joey and gave each other a high five. And now we got one game left to get ready for.
So the recovery obviously was of concern, I'm guessing, after that game. How do you, how do you get these guys to recover and get ready to try to win again?
Yeah, I think, Brian Brewster, our athletic trainer, does a great job with recovery drinks. And we have these, compression
socks.
Socks, yeah, that they wear. And, you know, the guys get in there and get in the cold tub and, you know, chocolate milk and Gatorade and get some food right away.